We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
105.5 Triple M, Jesse Guerin behind the microphone. Today I'm talking with someone whose career spans four decades. His music video for Wicked Game is still considered one of the sexiest videos of all time, and his voice can be currently heard in one of the biggest movies at the box office right now. And not to mention, he's just one of the coolest dudes in the music business, Mr. Chris Isaak. Hello, Chris.
That was a nice build-up. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I know you are on tour right now, traveling through the Midwest. You're going to be in Madison next week, next Tuesday night. Let's talk about the movie Elvis, if you don't mind.
Sure.
I've seen it five times, and every time I see it, I pay special attention to Hank Snow's voice. So let me confirm.
I'm sentimental. Yeah, they called me up. I was doing a song for the film anyway, and then they got stuck and they didn't have somebody to do the Hank Snow's voice. He was singing, and they said, "Do you know anybody who could, you know, do Hank Snow? Do you know any Hank Snow sounding?" And I was walking through the mall, and I'm on the phone, and I go, "Pardon me if I'm sentimental," and they went, "Yeah, that's it." And I said, "Well, what song?" And they go, "That song." So that was kind of funny to me that out of all the songs he's done, I picked the one that they were planning on doing.
That's pretty amazing. Did you get a chance to meet Boz?
I hadn't. We worked long distance, but nowadays that's how everybody works, because between COVID and fly to Australia to do a part. No, you can just do it in the studio and send it in.
And I'm guessing you've seen the finished product?
I've seen parts of the finished product. I haven't been able to see the movie because I've been on tour, and I'm dying to see it. I'm a Tom Hanks fan. Who isn't? And to see him do... How was he? How was he as Colonel Parker?
Well, personally, I love the movie. I've seen it five times already. I think it's Oscar-worthy. I'm interested in your opinion as an Elvis fan.
I'm dying to see it. I have to say, I heard, Dave Cobb, who produced some of the work that I did and is a great producer. I heard some of his, production he did that it was like an old Elvis tune, and I went, I really know that music pretty well. I mean, I know it as well as pretty much anybody, because I loved it my whole life, been singing it, and had those records since day one. And I heard Cobb's take on it, and I went, that's the closest I've ever heard anybody nailing an Elvis performance. I mean, he really did a great job.
Absolutely. I've seen many Elvis movies, and as I've told people, this is the first one where Austin Butler's not really coming off as a hokey impersonation of Elvis. You can see him, like, Elvis's human side. So I highly recommend it.
I can't wait to see it. And it's still, I'll tell you a weird story, but years ago I played on it was like an Elvis, we had 25 different artists. It was Michael Jackson and everybody. was doing an Elvis song for this Elvis tribute. And so everybody picked their favorite Elvis song, and they did it, me included. And I turned to somebody and I said, you know, nobody beat him. You had all the greatest, all these great artists that were, you know, big hits at the time, and they each picked their favorite Elvis song and tried to do a nice version of it, but nobody beat him.
Absolutely.
And that's amazing that you think, here's a guy who his talent is so deep and so wide. He could do a ballad, he could do a rock number, he could do upbeat, slow, whatever. And you couldn't touch him. And I think he's still the king.
Absolutely. And 45 years after his passing, yes, he is still the one and only. Nobody's ever going to replace him.
And he's still, you still look at it and you go, even in the movie, I look at the pictures like from trailers and stuff, and I go, good looking guy who's playing Elvis. No, you know, he's very handsome. You go, yeah, but he's not Elvis.
Like
Elvis is so god darn good looking that you just you go, he's in another world, man.
Absolutely. Now, you have kept the spirit of Elvis alive, and thank you for doing that. And you keep on stage, you bring some of those rock and rollers, I guess, back to life with your stage presence. You're at the Capitol Theater next Tuesday night. Yeah. What can somebody who's new to your music expect from a live Chris Isaak show?
We try to make it entertaining for people, even if they don't. If somebody came and they said, well, I like Wicked Game, we're going to do that. And if they said, I like Chris Isaak Records or something because they bought a few, then probably they will well represent my catalog. But I also like, I always think, what about somebody who drags their boyfriend along who goes, I've never heard this guy? I got to make it entertaining for people who just came out to, you know, somehow they ended up in that theater. And I'll throw in an old Elvis tune, or I'll throw in a Johnny Cash. We like to make jokes with the audience and talk to the audience, and we try to make it entertaining. You know, I've been on tour this this year with Lyle Lovett. We've been flip-flopping a bill. And the one thing I really enjoy about Lyle is, like, he makes it a show every night. He talks to the audience. He entertains. And that's what we try to do.
Awesome. I have a couple listener questions, if you don't mind.
Sure.
If you weren't working in the music business, what would you be doing?
Roofing.
Really?
That's what I did before.
Okay.
I did single roofs, although I guess it scared me to death. some of those, when they were really steep, I was like, oh man, I don't want to be up here. But I did shingle roofs, and I remember my first album came out and I still was doing roofing because I needed the money.
Well, we're glad you're in the music business, Chris. So if I got another question here, let's see, what is your favorite Elvis movie? So a movie that Elvis was in.
Love Me Tender was good, but I like the one, what's the one where Jailhouse Rock. I think Jailhouse Rock, I think, was really cool because he gets to be a smart aleck in that one. And I love, you know, and the music was good, you know. He had even songs that people have forgotten that are on that, you know, Don't Leave Me Now.
Great song.
I go like, oh man, that's a cool song, you know. Like, it just, and it had Scotty Moore is in there where you get to see Scotty, and I got to be friends with Scotty Moore. That's Elvis's guitar player, and I go, when I see that stuff, I go, that's, man, that's the golden days of music right there.
Absolutely. I don't know if you're going to be able to answer this next one. This might be more of a management team question, but I'll ask it anyway. It says, Chris, I love the Chris Isaak show. When can I expect it on streaming services or DVD?
Boy, it's really hard for us to do it because we had so much music in that. To get all the rights to the music to do it long, to have it streamed or on DVD, was really tough. The only thing I would suggest for them is to bootleg it.
Okay.
I won't make a penny, but still, I mean, at least you go online, you could probably find copies of the Chris Isaak Show. But no, so many people have asked me, when is that coming out? And we tried to get it to come out. I said I'd give up my rights and let them put it out, but they have not put it out.
That's too bad.
I thought it was a fun show.
So my last question here, Chris, what projects do you have coming up? Is there any new music on the way?
There is. I just finishing. This is weird time of year to talk about it, but I'm finishing a Christmas album.
Nice.
And I had a Christmas album that I put out years ago, and I was really happy with it. And it's done very well over the years. People keep buying it. And people said, are you going to write, do some more? And I did some classic Christmas, like Run, Run, Rudolph, and, things that, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree and things people would know. But I also did a bunch of new Christmas songs that I wrote that sound like old Christmas songs. Because that's the era that I liked Christmas, music, was kind of Bing Crosby and Elvis, that era.
And when can we look for that?
I'm done recording, so it should be out this Christmas. It should be, I'm going to have it out this Christmas, yeah.
Awesome. Fantastic.
I got to comb my hair and take a picture of me, but that's about the only thing left to do.
There you go. So we will look for that on streaming services.
Yeah.
Awesome. Now, before I wrap up the call, I'm just going to be a fanboy for a moment because I have a few personal things I'd like to say. And I said that if I ever got the chance to speak with you, I'd pass them along.
Okay.
The first album I ever bought was Forever Blue in 1994. The first song I learned on guitar was Graduation Day. My first concert was seeing you at the Arizona State Fair November 1st, 1996.
Oh my gosh.
A Wicked Game is my karaoke go-to. I've seen you 5 times live, including with Lisa Marie Presley in Pittsburgh. And I'm excited to see you again live next week. So
that's awesome. I can tell you something about Lisa Marie. She's a really nice person and very, I kind of felt sorry for her once I got to know her on that tour, because I realized everywhere she went in her life, people came up to her and said, like, oh, I worship your father. And that's a weird take on life when everybody comes up to you and goes, I worship your father.
Yeah.
And you go, well, what about me?
Right.
And I found her to just, she is such a very nice person in real life and very kind of quiet and not a show off and not an attitude. Real nice person. Very, I'll never forget her.
Down to earth. So, was there anything else you would like to say to our listeners about your show coming up next week or anything at all?
If you bring a date out to our show, you're going to have a good time. We dress up. I wear a suit that weighs 35 pounds covered in mirrors. And we got the, if you like the records, come on out, because we got the guys who played on them. It's all of us.
That's awesome.
Same band for 30-something years.
That's fantastic. Well, this has been a dream of mine, so thank you so much for chatting with me, Chris.
You made my day, man. Thank you.
Thank you. And I look forward to seeing you next Tuesday.
I'll see you there.
Awesome. Have a great day.
Ciao.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly! parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.